Okay, so the diagnosis here is granulomatosis with polyangiitis, formerly known as Wegener granulomatosis. You need to know that this is the new name, granulomatosis with polyangiitis. It's not also known as Wegener anymore, literally the new name. And I say this, I had a student take the step one, get an easy vignette of Wegener. She said the answer, however, was polyangiitis straight up. So you need to know that this is the new name. Now, and somewhat tangentially, Churg-Strauss, it's now known as eosinophilic granulomatosis with polyangiitis. So this vignette, Wegener, and the red urine is going to be necrotizing glomerulonephritis. Wegener can cause a rapidly progressive glomerulonephritis, okay? But that's what we have with the red urine here is necrotizing. That word necrotizing is important if they ask you the pathological description, okay, of the renal pathology in Wegener. So necrotizing glomerulonephritis, and you can also get hemoptysis, okay? So it affects the lungs, and I say colloquially, head-itis. Okay, so any problem really regarding the head, you can get nasal septal perforation, as with this question here. You can get mastoiditis, sinusitis, otitis. So basically, just a head finding, a head-itis finding, plus red urine and hemoptysis. That's our classic textbook presentation for granulomatosis with polyangiitis. Okay, now we're going to see C-ANCA and anti-PR3 antibodies. Okay, C-ANCA and anti-proteinase 3 antibodies. Now I know this whole thing about like remembering C-ANCA versus P-ANCA really fucking annoying. I get it. Something that's worked for one of my students in particular. I improvised this during one of my sessions, which is just water closet. Okay, Wegener, C-ANCA. Okay, water closet makes no fucking sense. Dumb analogy, metaphor, mnemonic, right? But it's just it works for one of my students. She's like, oh, water closet, that really helped. Like C-ANCA, Wegener, okay? So anti-proteinase 3 antibodies, don't need to analyze it beyond that. It's just remember, C-ANCA is anti-PR3. In contrast, P-ANCA and anti-MPO, that combination, myeloperoxidase, that combination is Churg-Strauss, okay? Eosinophilic granulomatosis polyangiitis. So that would entail asthma, eosinophilia. You can get nasal septal perforation. I've seen it before. That can be annoying. You say, but wait, I thought you said that that was Wegener. It is. But the difference is if you get a patient who literally has asthma, eosinophilia, and they mention a nasal septal perforation, that's just clearly more consistent with Churg-Strauss, right? So there's overlapping features in these conditions. I could literally give a 40-minute presentation on the vasculitides here, give you all the fresh, fun details, but I just want to stay focused on this question, on the antibodies. So anti-GBM antibodies refers to good pasture syndrome, okay? It is not associated with C or P-ANCA, so it just doesn't, it's just wrong altogether. But anti-GBM antibodies alone, anti-glomerular basement membrane antibodies, those are against type 4 collagen in the glomerular basement membranes. One way to remember that is, and this is really stupid as well, but just run with me here. 2, 3, 4, 2, 3, 4, 2, 3, 4. The good pasture is marching through the field. 2, 3, 4. Okay, so good pasture is a type 2 hypersensitivity against the alpha 3 chains of type 4 collagen. Okay, and those antibodies against type 4 collagen, also known as anti-GBM antibodies. So, yeah, once again, we could do a nice, like, lengthy discussion on the different vasculitides, but I think that that just drills the key points. Okay, that's it.